Way right side to the basket, gets it to go. A quick 4-0 lead here for the Midgets. And taking it up is Ona Ruiz. Blanche gets it to the corner and fumbled, but picked back up to the top of the key from the free throw line, trying to lob it in by the basket. Had a shot there, kicking it back out. Pump fake, now driving. Mercer working the ball around, trying to find a good shot here. And tipped away by Jersey. And going to get a foul. I'm sorry, that one wasn't on Jersey. That was on Ivy Popowski, that foul. Going to be Mercer basketball, side out of bounds. 16:58 to go here. 4-0 lead. And taking it out is Jennifer Kopotek for Mercer. And she gets it into Blanche. Blanche going to drive into the free throw line, kicks it back out to the corner. From the corner, corner three-pointer, no good. That was Potek on the miss. And throwing out of bounds a little bit too far. Polanchek trying to find the lead receiver out there. And Mercer gets it in, and Butternut going to pick him up a little this side of half court. Mercer gets across. Kind of a soft little trap here. Mercer gets it down by the basket. And going to get an offensive foul. And that was Jennifer Kopotek. A little shove as she was trying to clear a little space. And Butternut with the basketball now. 6:32 to go here. Jersey with the ball. Blanchek. Over to Popowski. Popowski to the corner. Down by the baseline. Shot goes up and missed. That was Pritzel on the miss. Mercer bringing it up left side. They're going to pick it up and reset things up here. 16-10. Shot was open in the corner, passed up. Mercer working the ball around, passing nicely up at the top of the key. Going to be another foul here on Butternut. Ivy Popowski is going to get called for the foul. Laker aggressiveness right now. Just got a little too close. So Mercer basketball. Mercer, and they get it in. Powers with the ball to Blanche. Into the corner, skip pass back to Powers. Shot goes up, almost goes in. Rebounded by Butternut, and going the other direction. Mercer, or Butternut with the ball in the corner, and a nice little give and go right by the basket. That one there set up by Polanchek. Finishing on it, though, was Caitlin Bebeau. It's 6-0. Mercer's going to call a timeout, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In like five, we're back here. Jeff Hakenin in Butternut, Wisconsin. The Mercer Tigers and the Butternut Midgets in girls varsity regional first round action here. And it's a 6-0 lead for Butternut. Here's Mercer with the ball. Three-point shot banked in right there, making it 6-3. And I think that was Kopotek that put that one in. All right. Jersey with the ball right now. Gets it over to the wing. Back to the top of the key. From the free throw line is Bebeau. Back out. Back to Bebeau. Bebeau gets it into the low block. We're going to get a foul on the shot. Nice job by Kendra Pritzel. Pritzel averaging 13 points, 10 rebounds a game. Got the ball in the low block. Backed it in. She was fouled. First free throw up is good. Butternut up 7-3 right now over the Mercer Tigers. 15:08 to go. Second free throw for Pritzel. Up, and that one a little bit long. No good. Rebounded by Mercer. Going the other direction. Mercer from the top. over to left side. Mercer passed it nicely. Vlacek almost gets the steal, tips it away. He's playing tough up at the top. Butternut in their zone. Mercer trying to get it in. They do. Ball in the corner. They get it into the low block. And we're going to get a foul right there. Into the low block. They got it to Shahneman. And she was fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. 14:48 to go here. 7-3 right now. Shahneman, free throw up. Ooh, no good. That one in and out. Second free throw for Shahneman. That one's good. 7-4 the score right now. Butternut leading Mercer Tigers. And Plancek going to take it up. She gets it over left side to Brzezinski. And down in the low block. Oh, and just missing the shot there is Pritzel. And rebounded by the Tigers. Tigers going up the other direction. Full court pass. And they're going to get her for a travel on that one. That was Warkel. I'm sorry, wrong team there. That was Blanche. All right. Butternut with the ball this time. 14:24 to go. They get it across, get their offense, set it up, and try to get it into Babo. And she loses the handle of it. Mercer going up the other direction. And they get a shot from about 8 feet out. Missing. That was East. But Mercer gets it turned over. And Jersey going to go right side to the basket. Going in for the layup. She's fouled. Jersey Plancek going to go to the free throw line. Shoot two free throws. 14:04 to go here. It's 7-4. But they're not trying to extend their lead. Jersey Plancek averaging 22.6 rebounds, 5 assists. First free throw up, no good, just rims out. A really nice athlete here on both ends of the floor. You see her playing defense. A lot of energy from this girl. And second free throw, good there for Plancek. All right, Mercer gets the ball in. Blanche going to bring it up. It's across half court. She picks it up, gets it over to Powers. Powers gets it taken away from her. That's Babo. Babo bringing it up. Throws it over to Jersey. Back to Babo. And blocked by Mercer. Babo comes away with it from about 4 feet out. She puts it back. It's good for Babo. It's 10-4. 13:42 to go here. First half. Mercer gets it in against the press here from Butternut. And almost tipping it away again. And they do tip it away. Ends up going off the hands of Shahneman. And it's going to stay with Butternut. Butternut basketball. And it's Plancek going to take it in. Checking in for Mercer, number 15, Rylan Rossi. And taking a break is Blanche. All right, Babo going to bring it up for Butternut from the top of the key. Over to Plancek. From the wing she is. Ooh, they're daring her from the three-point line. She skips past right side. Gets it down by the low block. And tied up right there is Isabel Brzezinski. Got it into her in the low block. Shortest girl out on the court right now. She got smothered right away. Mercer going to take it in. They get it in against the press. The three-quarter soft press by Butternut. All right, Mercer setting up their offense right now. As Burner up top to Blanche. And easy basket by the bucket there by Mercer. That's Shahneman. And 10-6 is the score right now. Butternut by the basket, fouled, and going to go to the basket. That was number 23 there. Kendra Pritzel going back to the line, showing her post presence in there. Butternut doing a good job passing the ball down by the basket and drawing fouls. First free throw from Pritzel. Bounces up off the back iron and goes in. 11-6. Butternut leading. 12:51 to go here. First half. Second free throw up. That one a little bit long. Rebound by Butternut. Butternut going to refill. Taken away by Mercer. And ball is rolling around. All teams on the ground. We're going to get a jump ball. And that was Prickle and Powers tied up there. Going to stay with Butternut under their own basket. And checking in for Butternut right now is Ivy Popowski. And checking out is Isabel Przybylski. All right, they get it in. Here's a shot from 8 feet. Missed, rebounded by Mercer. Pritzel on the miss. Mercer gets it ahead. Mercer gets it up to Blanche. Cross-court pass almost goes out of bounds, and it does. Turnover by Mercer. Unforced turnover. 12:25 to go first half. It's 11-6. And here we go. Butternut, Babo with the ball. Over right side. Up to the wing. Back top of the key. Butternut looking to get a flex screen in there. They get it to the corner. Babo thought about the three-point shot. And they get it into the low block. And Pritzel by the basket. A nice job by her. Butternut. Well-rounded scoring here. Start out this game. Mercer gets it across half court. Down. The low block, or down to the corner, and here's a shot from about 8 feet in the lane, and blocked and fouled, and going to the line is going to be Kaplotek. What do you say that, Pete? Kaplotek. A lot of names I'm working on here. Prentice, Phillips, Bebo. All right, there we go. First free throw, good there. 13-7. I'll forget it next time I say it anyways, Pete. 11:50 to go first half. Second free throw up and good. It's 13-8. Butternut bringing it up. It's an 8-point lead left side and lobbied in by the basket. That's a turnover, though. Mercer comes away with it, and they're going to slow things down and come up court. They get it, driving right side, kicking back out. And reversing the ball nicely. Butternut ready to pick off every pass here. Moving nice on defense. And three-point shot is good there from Blanche. And it's a two-point ball game, 13-11. 11:20 to go. Jersey Plancheck at the top. Gets it over to the wing. Back to Jersey. Jersey looking to do something. She drives baseline. Gets by the basket and gets it in. Beautiful move from Jersey Plancheck right there. Makes it 15-11, 11 minutes to go. Mercer gets across half court. These teams know each other very well. Going to get a travel there on Blanche. And it's going to be Butternut basketball. So the third time these teams have faced this year here, Butternut came out on top both times. First time they won by 20, second time they won by about 10. So Mercer are going to bring them their best here tonight. Definitely not going to give up. Butternut with the ball. Jersey from the top looking to dribble drive. She gets in by the basket. Strong move to the basket. Gets her own rebound off the miss. Dribbles it back out to the three-point line. Popowski with it at the top of the key. Try getting into the low block. Tipped away, but right to Jersey. She's going to go to the basket left side. Loses it off. And they're going to say it was stripped and bounced off of her leg. It's going to be Mercer basketball. 10:22 to go here. It's 15-11. Mercer with the ball. Gets across half court. Their offense set up to the corner left side. Back up top. Reversing it. Skip pass. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. And it's good. Three-point shot from Jennifer Plotek. And it's 15-14, Butternut leading. One-point ball game here. Butternut with the ball in the corner, trying to get it in the low block to Pritzel, taken away by Mercer and going the other way, but taken away again by Jersey, and a beautiful pass right by the basket from Polanchek into Pritzel. And it's 17-14. We're going to get a timeout here. And what do they got, a 30-second timeout? And we're going to stay right here, 30-second timeout. Butternut fans on their feet. Right now, we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors for you. Give me just a second here. And we got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Silly Goose Silent Sports, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Signature Sign and Graphics. We thank all of our sponsors helping bring you guys this ball game here today. All right, we're back in action. 9:42 to go here. Mercer with the ball. Butternut with a 3-point lead right now. Up top with the ball. Kopotic. And that one tipped away. Mercer comes away with it. Try to get it back to Kopotic. They do. Kopotic pass. Into the lane, they get it to Blanche. Blanche gets a shot up. Might have been blocked by Pritzel. And going up the other way. And all the way to the basket. Left side. Beautiful shot. Layup there by Jersey Blanchek. And it makes it 19-14 with just over 9 minutes to go here. And Mercer gets across half court. Over to Blanche. Over to the corner now to East. East. Up top, back to East. Into the corner to Blanche. Blanche gets it low to the basket. Going to get an offensive foul. And that was really nice defense there by Jersey Polanchek, setting herself up. And as soon as Shahneman turned around to try to make her move, charged right into Jersey. And it's Butternut basketball. 8:50 to go. It's 19-14. Jersey Polanchek with the ball. She gets it right side to Bebo. Bebo for three. Oh, it rolls out. It was almost good. And Mercer comes away with it, and they get it ahead and getting a double dribble right there on the Mercer Tigers, and that was Blanche. Kind of fumbled it as she was running and ended up double dribbling. So Butternut basketball, 8:30 to go, 19-14 is the score. Bebo from the top gets it right side to Jersey, down by the basket to Pritzel, Alana. Contact, but no call. Butternut comes away with the rebound. And over right side. And here, Polanchek going to take a three. That one's no good. Rebounded nicely by the Mercer Tigers. 8:09 to go first half. It's 19-14. Tigers going to bring it up slowly. They get it over to the wing. And almost got a steal by Jersey. And three-point shot's going to go up. That one misses. Rebound by Butternut. And taken away by Mercer, though. Taken back away by Butternut. Back and forth they go. Bebo ends up with it. She's going to go left side. Throws it down by the basket. Oh, but it ends up going out of bounds. That was Lauren Sales off of her hands. And we're going to get another timeout here. This time we're going to get a full timeout. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Need a remedy for your business needs? Look no further than Signature Sign and Graphics. We offer award-winning products, engraving services, and a complete line of apparel. From signage to lettering and plaques, we have you covered for any occasion. Plus, good luck to the Lady Midgets on their tournament journey, and congratulations on a winning season. Trust us to be your go-to cure for all things business-related. Visit us today for personalized solutions that make your brand stand out. Located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Here's Jeff Haken in Butternut, Wisconsin here. It's a 19-14 lead here for the Butternut Midgets here over the Mercer Tigers. 7:42 to go here in this first half, just coming out of the timeout. It's been a great game here so far. Both teams competing here really well. It's Mercer basketball out of bounds against the full court pressure by Butternut, and they get it into Blanche. Blanche's going to bring it up right side. She gets back to East. Heath gets it across half court, crosses over from front of the defender, and gets it back up to Blanche. Blanche brings it right side, back over to Heath. Left side over here to Powers. Powers to Heath. Back to Powers. Looking to get it down into the low block. Popotic. And they're going to call. Did they call a foul there, Pete? That's Jersey's third. Oh, they call. Okay. Ivy Popowski. The foul on Popowski. It's going to be Mercer basketball underneath their own basket. 7:20 to go here, first half. It's 19-14. Popotic taking it out. She gets it in to Heath at the top. Back to Popotic. Get it into the low block. Just what they wanted to do, but a beautiful job by Bird Jersey. Polanchek is stripping it away. It's going down right side. Gets the pass to Bebo. Bebo at the three-point line. Back to the wing. Here's Jersey. Polanchek from the top. She misses. Rebound by Mercer. And going to go up the other direction. Mercer and Kopotek, right side. She stops. She thought about going all the way. Looking to reverse it. They do. Left wing now. Powers has it. Into the low block. A nice give and go. And going to get a blocking foul on Butternut. It was a really good job there. The give and go from Shahneman to Kopotek. And Butternut was moving their feet well, but got in the way a little bit. Ended up being a foul on Butternut. It's going to be Mercer basketball underneath their own basket. It's 19-14. Butternut leading the Mercer Tigers. 6:40 to go. Polanchek with another steal. She gets it over to Bebo right side. And a blocking foul is going to be on Blanche of the Tigers as Bebo was going up for the layup. She's going to shoot two free throws. Bebo is going to go to the line. They're going to call it on the ground. So it's going to be Butternut basketball underneath their own basket. Polanchek going to take it out. The old picket fence gets it out to Bebo. And Butternut going to set up their offense. Polanchek has it. Over to the wing. Give and go. Polanchek, she's going to shoot from about 6 feet. She misses. And Pritzel right by the basket. Oh, puts it back. She couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Shahneman. And Mercer going to bring it up. Mercer gets across half court. 6:09 to go here, first half. Butternut leading 19-14. Mercer, nice pass by the basket to Blanche, and she puts it up, and it goes. It's 19-16. 6 minutes to go. Blanchek brings it up. Left side passes it to Przybylski. The junior hits a deep three from the corner, and Mercer going to call a timeout here with 5:47 to go here. Both teams in the bonus. It's 21-18. And we got a full timeout here. We're going to try to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Get in the game with Smart Plumbing and Heating in downtown Butternut. From heating to cooling and plumbing, our family-owned business has you covered. Randy and his team of master plumbers handle it all, from septic systems to boilers, furnaces, and air conditioning. Need a home shower remodel? We've got you covered. No job too big or small. Call Randy at 715-769-3620 for top-notch service. Proud supporters of our local high school sports. Go Midgets!
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Haken and in Butternut, Wisconsin, we have the Butternut Midgets taking on the Mercer Tigers. And it's 21-16 right now. Butternut leading the Midget, or I mean the Tigers. Mercer with the ball, get across half court, but taken away by Polanchek. And she gets it up to Bebo, back to Polanchek, and she puts it in. And it's 23-16. Butternut leading. Mercer against this pressure from Butternut. Lance doing a nice job and gets across half court. And Mercer going to set up their offense. 5:22 to go here. Lance drives the lane, and it was a nice effort by her. She splits two defenders, tried dropping it off to Shahneman. and just took a couple too many extra steps, gets called for the travel. Turnover, going to be Butternut basketball. 23-16 is the score, 5:20 to go here, first half. And Butternut, Bebo brings it up. Pete keeps reminding me, but I got these things on. I don't hear very well, Pete. So Butternut, Blanchek from the top, gets it in the low block there to Lizzie Pritzel. And Pritzel loses it. A lot of contact there, no call. Mercer ends up with it. And Mercer setting up their offense. Blanche at the top. Butternut's going to fall into a man-to-man defense here. Mercer to the right side to Kopotic. Back up top to Powers, to Blanche. Here's Eve from the corner for three, and she gets it. And a nice shot there by Eve, and makes it 23-19. And Butternut throws that one out of bounds. Unforced turnover. It's going to be Mercer basketball. 4:30 to go here, first half. Mercer against his pressure. And tipped out of bounds. Almost taken away by Izzy Przybylski. Going to stay with Mercer. Side out of bounds now. Mercer gets it in. Kropotic almost tipped away again by Jersey. And gets it into the low block to Shahneman, and she puts it in. 23-21. It's a game of momentum, game of runs here. It's a two-point lead just for Butternut now. Wanchek, and that one's taken away by Mercer and going the other direction and almost tying it up, but missing the layup there was Blanche. Butternut going to bring it up left side. Wanchek by the basket. Almost gets the basket to go. She's going to go to the free throw line. She's fired up. And she's working hard getting to the basket. Gets to the basket. Can't complete it, but she's going to the line here. 3:58 to go here, first half. Jersey Wallencheck at the line. First free throw up. And just rims out. And substitution here for Mercer. Shahneman comes out. And into the ball game is Rossi. And Pritzel comes out for Butternut, and I didn't see who checked in for her. And checking in for her, Lauren Sales. Second free throw for Jersey is good and makes it 24-21. Mercer against his pressure, trying to get it in. They get it in. Debo going to guard her coming up and switching and just putting full court man-to-man pressure, and they almost get a steal, but Mercer comes away with it. Blanche up top, stuck with the ball, gets it over to Eath. Eath, a nice little move, gets by the basket. Here's a shot from about 8 feet, and is good right there by Kaylee Powers. Makes it 24-23. Butternut with the ball for someone to pass to. Back up top, ball and check. Gets it into the low block. She's going to get a shot up. Oh, and up and under was almost really nice there from Lauren Sales, and ended up getting a foul on Butternut, I guess, here. On Bebo, are they going to call one? They'll follow on Bebo, and that's going to put Mercer at the line for a bonus free throws. Mercer going to get an opportunity to take the lead here. Jenny Kopotic at the line. She's going to shoot the bonus free throws. First one up. It's short. Hit nothing there, so it's going to be Butternut basketball. 3:24 to go in first half. 24-23 is the score. Jersey Balanchak brings it up. Gets it over. Right side to Lauren Sales. Sales up top to Pritzel. They get it into Jersey. Down by the basket. She makes a move. She's blocked, but she throws it off of Blanche. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Butternut. Both teams going at each other, not afraid. Butternut from under their own basket. Looking to get it in. They get it into Pritzel. Pritzel, a quick shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound under the basket by Przybylski. She throws it out. Smallest girl on the team. Got a really nice rebound. Now they're fighting for the ball. And Mercer comes away with it. right side, up the middle, going to set up their offense. Here's a shot again from the corner last time. That one was good from Powers, not good this time. Going the other way, Olenchek ahead to Bebo. Bebo gets a shot up. It's no good. She gets her own rebound and puts it back, and it's good. 26-23, Butternut with a three-point lead. 2.5 minutes to go here. Mercer gets across half court. Get it into the low block, right where they want to do, and getting the easy basket. I shouldn't say easy. That was a tough bucket right there by Rylan Rossi, making it 26-25, 2:18 to go. And they get it into the low block, trying to get it into Pritzel, and she's going to be fouled. Followed by Rylan Rossi. And that's going to put Kendra Pritzel at the line. Pritzel averages 13 points a game. You're having a real nice start to this one. Bonus shot here. First free throw up is no good. Rebounded by Mercer, and that's Blanche. And she's going to bring it up right side. She's going to drive the basket. Picks it up. And Mercer looking here. Get up to Eath at the top. Left side to Powers. Powers free throw up. No good. Rebound by Pritzel. She gets it to Bebo. Bebo to Jersey. Jersey going to bring it up right side. She's going to have a layup on that right side. Misses it. And Mercer comes away with it. Mercer to Eath. Butternut going to back off. Minute 44 to go here. They get it ahead. Probably got away with a travel. Minute 39 to go. And Mercer trying to get something rolling here offensively. Get it over to Eath, down to the corners to Power. Back into Blanche by the basket, and they're going to say she's fouled. But they're not going for the block. And going to the line here is going to be Blanche. Ana Ruiz Blanche, the junior, from the line. And that was Pritzel's third foul here. First free throw up from Blanche and rims out. No good. And Pritzel going to come out of the game here with three fouls. Coming in for her, Lydia Warko, also coming into this ball game. Lizzie Pritzel, freshman. Are these two sisters, Pete? Pritzel girls? Second free throw up from Blanche. A little bit long. No good. And rebounded by Butternut. And Plancek going to bring it up herself. She's going to find a little lane right side. Goes to the basket. She's fouled and the bucket. Big shot at the end of this half here for her. Makes it 28-25. Butternut leading the Mercer Tigers. Minute 18 to go. Plancek. Free throw up. Is good. She makes the old-fashioned three-point play. Mercer going to bring it up here. Minute 17 to go. And down by four. They get across half court. Potick for three. No good. And a nice rebound from Polinchek. She's going to bring it up herself. She pushes all the way to the basket. Shot goes up. Going to get a blocking foul. And she knows how to get to the line. Exactly a minute to go here, first half. And Jersey Polinchek going to shoot two free throws. All right, they're set to go here. First free throw up. And it is no good. Rims off to the left. Second free throw underway. Here it is. That one's good. Making it 30-25. 5-point lead here. Minute to go. Mercer gets it in to Ethan. She might lose it out of bounds. I think it's going to go to Butternut. It is. Going to stay with Butternut. Big play at the end of this half here. Butternut closing out well so far. Jersey gets it in. Quick pass back to her. She's going to drive baseline. Kicks it out. Butternut from the top. Back to Jersey at the wing. She's going to drive in. Use a shot from about 6 feet on a runner. She gets that one to go. 32-25. Mercer gets it in ahead to Blanche, and they throw it out of bounds. Well, great way to finish the half here for Butternut. See if they're going to be able to capitalize on this last turnover as Bebo checks back in. And going out is Lizzie Pritzel. And Bebo going to set things up from the top. Kozbilski. Oh, here's Bebo for three. That one's good. Wow. 35-25, just like that. It's a 10-point lead, 24 seconds to go. Mercer with the ball. Blanche at the top. Gets a screen from Kopodek into the corners to Powers. Powers, they get into the low block. Shahneman up to East, back to Powers. Powers back to East at the wing on the right side. 4 seconds to go. You got to shoot it. Kicks it over to Blanche. Blanche knows what to do. She's got a left-handed layup to finish. Mercer desperately needed that one right there to kind of stay in this ball game right here. That's the end of the half, though. It's 35-27. Butternut Midgets leading right now the Mercer Tigers here in Butternut, Wisconsin, in first round of regional action. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a five-minute timeout. We'll come back in 5 minutes.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. For big savings at Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. As the Butternut Lady Midgets embark on their tournament journey, we salute their winning season. Enjoy 30% off winter clothing for the family. Jackets, snow pants, bibs, hats, and gloves. Step into savings with 20% off snowshoes and 15% off winter boots. Anglers, feel in the deals with 10% off all ice fishing gear during the Mother Nature sale. Don't miss out on these slam dunk discounts. Visit us today for all your silent adventure needs, no matter the season.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions.
For big savings at Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. As the Butternut Lady Midgets embark on their tournament journey, we salute their winning season. Enjoy 30% off winter clothing for the family. Jackets, snow pants, bibs, hats, and gloves. Step into savings with 20% off snowshoes and 15% off winter boots. Anglers, feel in the deals with 10% off all ice fishing gear during the Mother Nature sale. Don't miss out on these slam dunk discounts. Visit us today for all your silent adventure needs, no matter the season.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Need a remedy for your business needs? Look no further than Signature Sign and Graphics. We offer award-winning products, engraving services, and a complete line of apparel. From signage to lettering and plaques, we have you covered for any occasion. Plus, good luck to the Lady Midgets on their tournament journey and congratulations on a winning season. Trust us to be your go-to cure for all things business-related. Visit us today for personalized solutions that make your brand stand out. Located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right, we might be back here, guys, on the air, so we're going to try this out here. But they still got the mini dancers out there right now doing a great job out there. The whole crowd invested into this halftime show right here. 4:14 to go here. Still time to come on down if you're in Butternut and want to watch the second half here right now. It's a good one for sure. 4 minutes to go here. Both teams back. Or not both teams. Butternut's back onto the crowd right, or into their bench right now, and going to try to get a few warm-up shots. Haven't been able to watch a lot of this conference here, Pete, but Jersey Polinchek, she's a senior. Is she a 1,000-point scorer or anything? I'm assuming she is. Okay. So she's a 1,000-point scorer. You can definitely, you know, see that ability out of her. I'm assuming she's a four-year starter. In the school, in the conference. So for you said second in scoring and first in assists. So Jersey Polinchek, pretty impressive numbers from her. And we talked about on the season, 22.6 rebounds, 5 assists from her. Those are pretty big numbers to have. I don't care who you are. But, you know, look at Kendra Pritzel also, 13 points, 10 assists for her. And Caitlin Bebo at 8 points. Mercer Tigers, though, you know, I was pretty impressed with how they were able to stay in this game. There's a no-quit attitude with them, and they went on a few little runs of their own and, going to keep Butternut on their toes a little bit. And talked about Jennifer Kropodek averaging 11 points, and she's been a big leader out there right now, securing the ball. And, you know, when she gets it, she's an offensive threat every time. She rebounds really well. But, the big girl in the middle, Eile Shahneman, really showing her presence in the post with what she's able to do down there. Strong girl down there. She gets it, and she finishes really well. Butternut's going to have to do a good job of keeping her from getting her position in there, because if she gets down in the low block and Mercer is able to get it to her, not a lot you can really do. I don't care if you're a strong girl like Kendra Pritzel. You know, it's tough to move her around down there. And she, like I said, she finishes the basket really well, but it's been fun watching them go at it. And the intensity, it feels like how the girls are playing out there, that it's playoff basketball. They're really scrapping for the ball, really going for the steals, diving on the ground. You don't see anyone taking a play off down there. And, that's something that, Jersey Polinchek, she really understands that right there. As a senior, she's been in this spot before, and she knows a lot of these seniors here. They know at any time, this could be our last game, and we're all done. None of them want to do that at all here. So Mercer back onto the court as well. Both teams, either team really seems to go very deep into their bench. Does Butternut maybe win about seven deep? Do they go into two into their bench maybe, something like that? They'll play them all. And Mercer, I don't know if they went more than six into their, went into one deep into their bench so far, but really let's look at it. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, they only got six or seven players total anyways. So we know what Butternut's population or enrollment is over here. 47, and Mercer's got to be really close, isn't it?
Yeah, but lower.
But lower even. Mercer's even lower than Butternut. Yeah. So these are what we call the small schools. When I say Phillips and Prentice are the small schools, Butternut and Mercer is the small schools. And honestly, it's pretty impressive that out of, 40 kids, in the school, that they're able to pull this many athletes really even out of it, because there's some pretty good athletes that are out there. It's kind of the cool thing. I guess you go to these games and every kid is pretty much playing, and they got to play every sport is right. Exactly. So if you're not used to the small town schools, it's a little bit different. I know, when we went to Mellon for a football game and we watched, there's no goalposts there out there. They're on the playoff or out on the baseball field. And I remember wanting to go out there like, the old Charlie Brown and make our own out there. But that's what we deal with the smaller schools right here. It's a fun time. It's a fun environment right here. The second half is just about to get underway. And thank you guys for dealing with me and listening to me this whole halftime show. It's a Ford Bank halftime show. I got the infamous Pete Felch next to me helping me out a little bit here. He's helping me with some names. That's our faces in the crowd here tonight. I got Pete Felch. That's all I know. All right.
My daughter's jersey.
And your daughter's jersey. Okay, I'll make sure I keep saying nice things then. All right. Mercer with the basketball, 18 minutes to go. All right, so I got Jersey's dad over here next to me, too. So, all right, Mercer with the ball. That's Scheinemann by the basket. She misses. She gets her own rebound and puts it up. It's 35-29, six-point ball game here. Butternut leading the Mercer Tigers. Jersey Polinchek for three. She pulls up. That one just a little bit long. Mercer gets the rebound. Blanche is going to push it ahead left side. Blanche finds Powers down by the basket. Kind of a tough pass. And Jersey comes away with a steal, left side. She's going to pick up from about 4 feet, a tough runner, and she gets it to go. 37-29, back to an eight-point lead. Blanche, and taken away by Polinchek. And little action, little tripping action there. Polinchek going to keep it. Shot goes up, and they're going to call a foul this time. And Polinchek spending a lot of energy there, offensive and defensively, but she's getting the rewards here. Man, she's going to go to the free throw line. 17:08 to go, 37-29. 17:08 to go here in this ball game. Jersey Polinchek trying to get the first free throw. That one a little bit long, and I think she knew it right away. And she's hit the second free throw each time she's been up there. Let's see if she'll do it again. And second free throw coming up here. It's up. And that one's good. Been the pattern here for her and her free throw. She missed the first, hit the second one each time. And Mercer gets it in. And going up the court, left side, Kopotic picks it over to Eath from the corner. Eath swishes a three. Mercer climbing back into this ball game right now, 38-31. And Jersey Polinchek with the ball at the top. Butternut not in a major hurry here. Up by seven. Bebo back up top here now. Polinchek has it. Back to Bebo. And they're going to be totally content running this out if Mercer's going to play back like this. But Jersey, she was fouled. They didn't get it. And it's going to be Mercer basketball. So Jersey, she shot the three-point shot. She missed it. She was hit as she released. There was a no call and goes out of bounds. It's going to be Mercer ball. Mercer gets it into Klopotic. Klopotic picks up her dribble. Almost taken away. She keeps it alive. Drives center. Over to right side to Blanche. Blanche over to Powers. Beatty got away with a travel. He thought about the three-pointer. Back to Blanche. Blanche going to drive the basket. She was left alone. Misses the bunny. And it ends up going to Balanchek. She's going to drive right side. She's going to get a pass to the basket. Go back to the free throw line. She's fouled by Blanche. Want to talk about what a nice rebound that was for Pritzel down there battling away under the basket, though. Been impressed with what she's been doing here. And Balanchek gets it, though, and quickly down the court she goes. And she's got a scoring mentality. Right to the basket she went. Balanchek, free throw up is good. She'd play well on that Phillips Walkers team, Pete. She'd fit right in on that fast-paced. Mm-hmm. And checking out is Pritzel. Checking in. Wow, and that was the fourth foul on who? On 14. Oh, on Blanche. That's her fourth foul. So she's going to stay into the ball game as Mercer really needs her, but she's going to have to be careful, not take any chances when Polinchek drives. And Shahneman gets it, a full-court pass up to her. East this time, get it back to East. So a full-court pass up to Shahneman by the free-throw line. She passes it left side to East. East goes up with a shot, and she's fouled. She's going to go and shoot two free throws. Going to step up to the line here. First free throw is up and good for East. East seems to be a pretty nice shooter on this team. She's hit two or three three-pointers, two for sure. That free throw, nothing but net, tells me a lot. 16:03 to go here. It's 40-32. As that free throw was missed, Shahneman rips down a big rebound. Back out to East. She pops it back up, and that one's good. 40-34. East with a big shot, a six-point lead here for Butternut. Butternut gets it into Bebo. Back out to Jersey, and a quick pass back to Bebo. A beautiful play there set up by Polinchek, and Bebo finishes it. And Klopotic over to Blanche, gets away with the travel, and Klopotic going to drive in and missing the shot by Klopotic. It ends up going out of bounds off the Mercer Tigers. And Blanche stays out there with four fouls. Going to be Butternut basketball. 15 and a half minutes to go. It's 42-34. I'm starting to realize or recognize these names a little bit better now. It gets a little easier. Not staring at this paper the whole time. Blanchek over to Bebo. Back to Blanchek. By the basket from about 4 feet. It was a nice little give and go. Jersey pulled the ball up at the right time here. Klopotic on the right side. Tries passing it over to Blanche by the basket, just a little bit over her head. She tried passing from this right wing to the opposite block, and it was no good. And that's going to have Butternut. They're going to call a timeout here, a 30-second timeout. We're going to try to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Hakenin in Butternut, Wisconsin. 15 minutes to go in this ball game here. It's the Butternut Midgets leading the Mercer Tigers 44-34 in first round regional action here. It's playoff time, guys. It's underway here. A lot of teams playing in the area. And winner of this game here is going to play Hurley here in Butternut. So they'll play Hurley even in Butternut. Okay. Jersey Plancek with the ball. Brings it up past half court. Not a lot of pressure defensively. And throws it away. Klopotic comes away with it. She throws it up ahead here to Blanche by the basket. Blanche finishes from the left side. It's an 8-point ball game. 14:40 to go here, 44-36 is the score, 44-36, Butternut leading the Mercer Tigers. The Midgets have the ball right now. Jerzy Polonchek over to Bebo on the right corner. They get it in to Pritzel by the basket. She goes up strong and wasn't able to get it to go. And on the other end, Blanche ahead to Powers. Powers scores it from the right side. It's 44-38. And Bebo gets it, pulls up the three-point line. Over to the wing, back up top. Back to Pritzel, and that one bounces off Pritzel's hand and goes out of bounds. Going to be Mercer ball, and it looks like Butternut going to pick him up full court, put a little bit of pressure on him. Let's see, full court pressure here. There's 14 minutes to go here. It's 44-38. Butternut leading right now. They get it in. Ooh, the tight one there. They get it to Blanche. Back to Kopotic. Kopotic finds a lane left side. Oh, she got away with a travel, I think. Kick it back out to Blanche, and Blanche gets a deep two. 44-40. 13:37 to go. 4-point lead. We talk about basketball. All sports really are a game of runs, a game of momentum. And Mercer has it right now and got to stop the bleeding. And Butternut is able to try here a missed shot by Pritzel, but it goes out of bounds off of Mercer. And Butternut set to take it out of bounds under their own basket, up by four. And they get it into Pritzel. Pritzel tries making a move, and we're going to get, a jump ball. Eve tied her up. And it's going to stay with Butternut under their own basket. 44-40, 13 and a half minutes to go. Jerzy, nice pass right by the basket. Missing that shot was Lizzie Pritzel. Mercer comes away with it. And Kropotic up ahead to Eve. Eve looking to go somewhere. Nice defense by Przybylski. And they get it to the low block by, and that was an easy bucket as they tossed it in to Shahneman right by the low block, and she puts it in. Just like that, went from a 10-point game to a 2-point game. It's 44-42. Jerzy Polonchek gets a shot up. She misses. Bebo gets the rebound. Shahneman comes or not back with the rebound, and they get it ahead and throw it away. Blanche threw it a little bit too far for Powers as they were trying to get a transition bucket there, and it's going to be Butternut basketball. 12:51 to go. 44-42. Checking in for Butternut right now is Ivy Popowski. Checking out is Lizzie Pritzel. So bringing it up for Butternut right now, Polonchek. From the top of the key, right side, she gives it to Bebo. Bebo to Pritzel. Pritzel finds right by the basket. Oh, it was a missed shot as Ivy Popowski couldn't get it to go. Mercer comes away with it and pushing it up right side. And they find Shahneman by the basket. She misses it. Rebound by Bebo. Bebo's going to take it herself up right side for Butternut. All the way to the basket. I think she's going to go. They're going to let things go. Shot goes up from the corner. It was a nice one by Izzy Przybylski. And going to get a timeout here. Referee timeout as two girls are down. Looks like East. Along with, this is no good at all, Kopotic. And not sure what they hit here. They have to get some. We got some injuries on the floor right now. I'm pretty sure we're going to be a minute here. We're going to try to send it back to 98Q country for, let's go with the 2-minute timeout. Can we try to get 2 minutes?
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too, and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Get in the game with Smart Plumbing and Heating in downtown Butternut. From heating to cooling and plumbing, our family-owned business has you covered. Randy and his team of master plumbers handle it all, from septic systems to boilers, furnaces, and air conditioning. Need a home shower remodel? We've got you covered. No job too big or small. Call Randy at 715-769-3620 for top-notch service. Proud supporters of our local high